All right. Parallel watch visualizers done by interns. How are you doing?
Pretty well.
What's your name?
I'm Wes. I'm an Explorer intern. I just finished my sophomore year at my freshman year, actually, at Case Western Reserve University.
Nice. So what does that mean, Explorer intern?
It's this program where instead of having one of the regular internships where you intern as a developer or as a PM, you instead go through a cycle where you have you perform each of those positions during the internship. So it's kind of aimed at freshmen and sophomores in college to give them an idea of what an intern experience is like. And then if they come back subsequent years, they come back as full interns.
Excellent. Very cool.
Hi, I'm Steven. I'm a rising junior at Yale and an Explorer intern.
Cool. Rising junior, huh?
Yeah. That means I just completed my sophomore year.
Nice, man.
And I'm Jen. I'm also a rising junior at Carnegie Mellon University.
Excellent. All terrific schools, of course. So you're majoring in computer science? Is that fair to assume?
Yep.
Cool. Anybody majoring in math?
CS and philosophy.
Wow, nice. That's an interesting combination.
CS and Japanese minor.
Cool. So you guys decided to be Explorer interns. Why did you choose Microsoft? And just an honest answer, I mean, are we cool now on the college campuses?
It's interesting. I've kind of never really shared the opinion that other people have of like of Microsoft being like this horrible corporate company. I've always like kind of not really felt that way because I don't know. I'm not always as tied up in those kinds of cultures. So
understood. Well, I mean, I was in college once, and I was always against the man and whatnot. But clearly, we're all about software here. I'm sure you guys learned that. When we dig into what you've done, it should be pretty obvious. So, what did you do?
We worked on a set of visualizers for the new Parallel Watch window and the upcoming version of Visual Studio.
The upcoming version. Cool.
So it's not out yet.
Yes, you've been well trained. You've been well trained and don't say these terms. Nice job. Now, you're Explorer in Dev and PM.
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about what this project is?
The
visualizers?
The visualizers. Okay, well, the Parallel Watch window. Basically, it's a debugging tool for multi-threaded applications, and in it, it basically shows you all the threads, and you can pick which variables, which local variables you want to look at. And so, our project was to create tools to help visualize that data, because on its own, a whole multitude of numbers is kind of meaningless.
Sure.
So that's where we came in.
Cool. So you built visualizations.
Yes.
In the form of what? Charts.
We had a scatter plot, kind of an object expander heat map.
Cool. Excellent. And were you guys, what technology did you use to build it?
We use C#, and the actual graphical stuff is done in XAML and WPF.
Okay, interesting. Very cool. And how was that working with those technologies?
It was pretty nice. I'm kind of more of a fan of managed code. I feel like it gives you a nice level of abstraction. So it was nice working entirely in a managed environment.
Interesting. Okay, fair enough. I mean, I won't say anything about that. One question I'll ask you, though. In college, are you guys learning C and C++ part of your curriculum?
The curriculum progression at Case is a little odd in that I have learned Java and PIC.
Interesting.
So there's no real middle ground.
Sure. Fair enough. How about you? How about Yale?
Yeah, they teach C and C++, cool. And a little bit of Scheme in the intro course.
Nice. That's good. Now, that's important when you think about JavaScript. There's a little Scheme going on in there, at least in how we built it. And yourself?
Well, CMU is actually, we mainly just do C. No C++, at least in the classes that I've taken.
Yeah. That's cool. Next. That's good. I mean, that's a pure experience. All right, so let's look at what you've done. Can we?
Sure.
All right. We're going to demo it on this machine?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to move over here. and this is very old school Channel 9, so I'm going to zoom in like we used to back in the day, and people will at least be able to get a sense of what this is.
Right, we're opening up our example project.
Just for context, the example that was created is one that it's modeling parallel analysis of the Riemann sum of a sine curve, so it's doing a little bit of discrete calculus in there.
Cool.
Other problems, total average. And this is the parallel watch window.
Okay, I'm going to focus in on that now.
All right, this is the parallel watch window. It allows you to see the different value numerical values these expressions take on in a multi-threaded environment.
Cool.
So let's open up one of the visualizers. Let's look at the heat map. All right, here's our heat map.
Okay. So
what does it mean?
What the heat map does is it takes and displays any of the numeric data types.
Mm-hmm.
It sorts them and then displays them on a canvas with coloring determined by how negative they are, how positive they are. There's a couple other scaling algorithms.
It can also change the color.
So
exciting.
It's really useful in just opening it up and really quickly being able to see, oh, there's this giant chunk of red that takes up the entire screen. Apparently, I'm not reaching the minimum part of my data set.
Mm.
And so it's helpful in seeing where the trends are
in your
program. It allows you to also like zoom in and out on the data. Because in this case, there's about 4,000 threads running on this test situation. So
4,000 threads. Okay.
Yeah, it's what it's modeling. Since these aren't the biggest core machines, it's a combination of threads and levels of recursion, which the parallel watch window also is able to show you.
Excellent.
So it allows you to see the data on a standard linear scale, a logarithmic scale if your data's not scaled completely linearly. And then the other algorithm that it has is a little different, the cluster algorithm, which just shows you distribution. So the places that are, in this case, red, are the places that have most similar neighbors. And then as its neighboring values get more and more separated, it fades out to the white.
Okay. Nice. It's pretty fast.
All right. So we've opened up another a piece of example code. This one multiplies two matrices together. So here's our parallel watch window. I've typed in expression reg value, which appears in our matrix multiply example, and then some other value, pal value, which is reg value to some exponent or something. So now let's try opening up the scatter plot.
And we get one of those.
Okay.
What is it? Key not found exception. Nice. This is one thing you'll learn when you give demos once you become PMs at Microsoft, should you go that route. This is going to happen to you in any talk that you
get. It was working perfectly last week. This is our third demo this week, and something's gone wrong in all of them.
It's uncanny why that happens.
Yeah.
All right, so
let's
look at the...
All right, it's your turn, Jen.
All right, Jen, save them.
I can show off the histogram, which I worked on. So.
I mean, that was just a Visual Studio book.
Okay.
So we're running the matrix multiplier again on obj value, which is just an object, and we're opening it up in the object expander. It's a pretty large class with some fairly random data, so it does take a while to load. Also, there's a fair amount of threads in there. So
what is this doing, actually?
Okay, so it basically shows the user all the threads that are in the parallel watch window. It opens up the object that they selected so that they can take a closer look at the members
Okay.
inside that object, just to get a clear understanding of what exactly is going on.
Nice.
And they can compare these objects across all the multiple threads. They can flag, unflag interesting threads so that they can continue following them through the debugging process.
Okay.
They can also highlight, choose to highlight certain values to see if anything pops up. So, for instance, if you're looking for the minimum values, this finds the minimum value across a row. So, in all the threads, which thread has the minimum value for this certain element.
Cool.
So, yeah, you can similarly look for unique elements, maximum elements, and undefined values.
Good. So those are the thread IDs, the columns are the thread IDs?
Yes.
And it looks like you have quite a few of them. The values seem to be the same, which makes sense, right?
Sorry?
The values seem to be looking the same per thread, the ones you have highlighted right now?
Yes. So, for instance,
you're doing the same work.
Right.
In parallel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So what did you guys, like, what did you use to, let's take this as an example, how did you build that as a part of Visual Studio? Like, what did you build?
Well,
does that make sense, the question? So you built an attachment inside of Visual Studio, a piece
right.
of it, okay.
So we were given a Visual Studio extensibility model, and we used WPF and C# to mm-hmm. build these windows.
Cool.
So basically, there's an extensibility model that's coming with this window that developers are going to be able to use themselves as
Great.
Well. It's just there's this object that's passed to them, to the visualizers, and there's a window service that's being used to call them with appropriate data.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, these visualizers are just given the information. They don't have to trawl for it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way, they're able to concentrate solely on providing the visualization.
Great. So it seems like you guys had fun.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you to actually build this stuff?
To build it, for me to build it, it was like a few weeks, and then to refine it, it was the rest of the internship.
Interesting. How long does the internship last? All summer?
The internship is 12 weeks for an Explorer program.
Nice. So you figured it out in 2 weeks, and spent the rest of the time cleaning up the mess and putting things back together and very nice. Same?
Yeah, I would say I've had a pretty much similar experience.
Cool. Same?
Well, midway through, I had to completely restructure the way I was doing it, so not quite.
Okay.
It took a little longer, but caught up finally.
Good. Right on. So we have the castle of Cairns here.
And this used to be a pretty formidable tower, but it fell down.
Okay. And all of those were actually, you consumed
yes,
all of
yes,
those?
Yes, I consumed all of them.
Good.
With maybe one or two contributions from Wes over here.
Excellent. Okay, so what are we looking at here?
Now we're looking at a simple histogram thing. The x-axis is the value of the expression in the parallel watch window, and the y-axis is just the number of occurrences of that value.
Okay.
A very simple tool. Clicking flags or unflags a thread, you can see the changes in the flags in the parallel watch window. This also shows you if there are any undefined values, whether there are any infinite cases, not numbers, and it shows you the thread ID.
Cool.
They all support flagging, and the model allows you to support freezing as well. These do not implement that though.
Mm. So explain to me what freezing is.
Freezing is when you have a multi-threaded application mm-hmm. and one of the threads is like completely corrupted, but you want to see if the rest of the information is still working properly,
mm-hmm.
You can freeze a thread in the debugger, and then it just won't continue processing until you unfreeze it or the rest of the code can't progress without it.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do is, for example, right now in the GPU, you can view a few threads, freeze them, and then continue on, and more threads will appear. So you can use that to build up a really large number of threads,
okay.
which is one of the really powerful tools for the parallel watch window, because GPU threading usually has a very large number of threads, and so that's where the visualizers are hopefully going to be very useful, because those situations, it's really, really difficult to just be able to look at the table of data and see things.
Certainly. You want to see patterns and graphics. Yeah. Speaking of which, I mean, you mentioned GPU, so you guys have the stuff working on GPU.
That's right. So far, we've only tested it on one example, which draws an ASCII circle using GPU threads, which is kind of overkill.
All right. But, I mean, GPUs will have anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 cores. I mean, already today, your high-end or medium-end, you know, towers, you're running 1,200 cores, right? 1,200
That's right.
Engines. So how does this, have you guys tested it on that kind of situation?
We haven't, actually. The case we use only had four threads, even though it was a GPU program.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So I would imagine people who are going to be playing with C++ AMP will be able to use this to debug.
That's right.
And visualize. Yeah. Of course, they're writing in C++, so this works across any of the languages in Visual Studio, yes?
Yes. Any of the supported languages with the debugging windows will be supported by the visualizers.
Excellent. Very cool. So, anything else to show us?
Our lovely poster over here.
Yes, well, we saw that at the beginning, but it definitely go back there.
It's worth seeing a second time.
It definitely is. That's really nice. I like the dude down there in the corner. Very nice. In fact, I'm going to zoom in on that guy. Sweet. So you guys have had a good experience here, and you're going to try to come back again?
Definitely.
Cool. As a full intern, as it were? You know what that means, right? It means that they're just going to put you to work even harder.
Yeah.
That's different. When you're the full intern is when you get food thrown in at the room late at night and the door's locked on the outside and you've got to code. Just kidding. Right on. So you've had a good experience.
Absolutely.
And you'd recommend this to other smart college kids. Right on. Well, hey, thanks for taking the time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.